Sometimes I take it for granted that I can turn on the television or go to the internet and see people and places from all over the world. Events of joy, like the royal wedding taking place at Windsor Castle while I'm sleeping in Lakewood, Colorado. But also events of great sadness, like the shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. Sometimes I don't want to watch, and sometimes it gets overwhelming, but I'm often brought into amazement about what a world this is. And this week, I've been captivated by the pictures of the volcano on the Big Island erupting. People have been talking about it this week at different events, noticing what's happening, wondering and worrying for the people of Hawaii. This bright red lava flowing like a giant river, falling like waterfalls, covering houses and roads, fire spewing out of the crater, lighting up the sky, creating ash and fumes. No one knows where it will go next, or what will happen, or when it will end. We know, and yet we don't know, just where it might go and how long it will last. Years ago, my family and I got to visit the volcano called Kilauea when it was active, but not this active. And we walked with many others across the lava fields to an area where the flow was active. We stood on a hillside watching this red lava move gracefully down and powerfully into the blue sea. And as the lava hit the sea, the steam would rise up, so there was an enormous cloud surrounding it as the heat met the cold. It was mesmerizing and powerful and astonishing to realize that we were watching creation in the making. Earth and fire and water and air all combining to grow this island, making Earth. It was amazing to be reminded that creation is ongoing. Earth is still being made. God is not finished with us yet. When I hear this story of Pentecost from the book of Acts, I'm reminded of this experience of standing by this active volcano, because Luke is trying to use words that astonish us, that make us marvel and wonder at the power of God. There are the people speak as with tongues of fire. There is wind, people from all over the earth, and the Spirit comes in the power of creation, bringing all nations together. A new community is formed that is bold in the healing power and forgiveness of Jesus. A new creation. For this is how the writer Luke is describing the church, as a people who break down divisions and form new communities of people who have never before been reconciled. The Spirit comes in fire and wind, leads the disciples into the world. They reach out to heal. They are bold to preach good news to the poor. They listen to their dreams and visions, and they go to places that they have never been. And when they're asked to eat and commune with Gentiles, their enemies, they cross the lines of division and become part of a new community, Jews and Gentiles created by God's Spirit. It's as if a volcano erupted under their feet, and the lava flowed, making a new land, a new people, formed and shaped by the love of Jesus and given life in the breath of the Spirit. They call this new community the Way because they see themselves on the road, on the way, a people who live the way of Jesus, inviting, reconciling, healing. Later, they come to be called the church. The church is created and recreated in the Spirit of Jesus. Today, as we come together to sing and praise and listen and serve, for Spirit Day is Service Day. We come together to walk alongside each other and our neighbors in the way of Jesus, to serve our neighbors and make new community. The spirituality of Jesus is not about us. It's about us in relationship. We don't know what the Spirit of God will do with this moment, but we come to it with hope that the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and the fear of the Lord, this Spirit will intercede for us and for those we serve to increase God's love and power. And let us also be mindful that we are part of the new creation of God. We walk on that warm lava under our feet of a God who is continually making all things new and making things new in us. St. Paul writes to the Romans, "We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies." Paul understands the groans of sorrow and dismay of this world as it is to be groans of labor towards a new birth that God is making. Paul sees the Spirit's work in bringing the new beginning in the midst of the old that is dying away. The Spirit works in our hearts, in our imaginations, in our bodies, to turn our lives from fear to hope. We are turned inside out to imagine a world that is whole in the love of God and a humanity that is one in the grace of Jesus. We are turned inside out to have the courage to make steps that God's will be done, that the new creation come and God's Spirit makes new things possible. So let our hearts be glad this day for God's work in all creation, making the world anew. And may the Spirit breathe on us and in us, making us bold to be part of what God is starting, the new community that is yet to be. Amen.